The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. Jesus sends out the 70. After this, the Lord appointed 72 other disciples and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he himself was to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So you must ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers to his harvest. Courage, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Set off without purse or bag or sandals, and do not stop at the homes of those you know. Whatever house you enter, first bless them, saying, 'Peace to this house.' If a friend of peace lives there, the peace shall rest upon that person, but if not, the blessing will return to you. Stay at that house, eating and drinking at their table, for the worker deserves to be paid. Do not move from house to house. When they welcome you to any town, eat what they offer you. Heal the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has drawn near to you.' But in any town where you are not welcome, go to the marketplace and proclaim, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off and leave with you.' But know for a certainty that the kingdom of God has drawn near to you. I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be better for Sodom than for this town. Alas for you, Chorazin! Alas for you, Bethsaida! So many miracles have been worked in you. If the same miracles had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would already be sitting in ashes and wearing the sackcloth of repentance. Surely for Tyre and Sidon it will be better on the day of judgment than for you. And what of you, city of Capernaum? Will you be lifted up to heaven? You will be thrown down to the place of the dead. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me." Jesus gives thanks to the Father. The 72 disciples returned full of joy. They said, "Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we called on your name." Then Jesus replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. You see, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, so that nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice because the evil spirits submit to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit and said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and made them known to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. I have been given all things by my Father, so that no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and he to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then Jesus turned to his disciples and said to them privately, "Fortunate are you to see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings would have liked to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Good Samaritan. Then a teacher of the law came and began putting Jesus to the test, and he said, "Master, what shall I do to receive eternal life?" Jesus replied, "What is written in the scripture? How do you understand it?" The man answered, "It is written, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus replied, "What a good answer! Do this, and you shall live." The man wanted to justify his question, so he asked, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus then said, "There was a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him, beat him, and went off, leaving him half dead. It happened that a priest was going along that road and saw the man, but passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite saw the man and passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan also was going that way, and when he came upon the man, he was moved with compassion. He went over to him and cleaned his wounds with oil and wine and wrapped them in bandages. Then he put him on his own mount and brought him to an inn, where he took care of him. The next day he had to set off, but he gave 2 silver coins to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever you spend on him, I will repay when I return.'" Jesus then asked, "Which of these 3 do you think made himself neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The teacher of the law answered, "The one who had mercy on him." And Jesus said, "Then go and do the same." Martha and Mary. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he entered a village, and a woman called Martha welcomed him to her house. She had a sister named Mary, who sat down at the Lord's feet to listen to his words. Martha, meanwhile, was busy with all the serving, and finally she said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you worry and are troubled about many things, whereas only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her."